The full picture of destruction that Hurricane Melissa has inflicted on the Caribbean is becoming clearer. Earlier this week, the storm hit Jamaica as a Category 5, with the country's Prime Minister warning his country would not have the resources to complete recovery. Caribbean nations would normally turn to the US for help, but federal agency that coordinates disaster responses, USAID, no longer exists. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio says rescue and recovery teams have been sent to help, but it's left many in the Caribbean wondering exactly what assistance to expect. Jacqueline Charles is the Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald, who's reported extensively on the issues. Jacqueline, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hi, thank you.
It takes a little while for information to get out after disasters like this. What's the picture that's beginning to emerge about how much damage Hurricane Melissa has done to several Caribbean nations?
Well, if we start with Jamaica, which this is on record, the strongest storm that has made landfall in that country, the image is just one of just destruction. I mean, the aerial images we're seeing, raised neighborhoods, trees without a single leaf, which is a classic sign of a top-tier tornado or hurricane blowing with the same force. Crops that have been completely washed away. The Jamaican government said earlier today that more than 100 roads remain blocked. Communities are in blackout. They are cut off from any sort of communication. We still don't have an official death toll, but they've now deployed a military helicopter to basically see if there's any bodies that they need to retrieve. They're also trying to drop food and supplies into communities that are marooned at this point where people cannot get out.
So how does all that sit when we know that it seems unlikely there'll be significant aid coming from the United States?
So that's what we're waiting to see. I mean, when Hurricane Dorian slammed the Bahamas a couple of years ago, 6 years ago, USAID basically provided over $30 million. They even chartered seaplanes to get in there. We are still looking to see what kind of assistance will come from the U.S. I mean, Jamaica is a country that just a few years ago was considered the Greece of the Caribbean because of bankruptcy, and it has been clawing its way back. We saw today that Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, has said that they will provide some aid to Cuba. We're still waiting again to see. The devil's in the details, you know, because even when you look at Cuba, you know, blackout, hunger, they really cannot sustain in terms of the Cuban people. And the UN basically made known today is that they're not in a capacity to respond to the fallout of this disaster. And if we go to Haiti, this is a country where almost half of the population, 6 million people, already are suffering from food security. We've got malnutrition. We've even got famine. They're on top of this whole gang crisis. So imagine in the southern part of the country where you don't really have a gang problem, you know, entire farms have now been washed away. So what that tells you is that the food situation is going to get even more troubling at this point.
What is Jamaica saying that it will need to help with this recovery effort?
So Jamaica is still trying to get a real assessment of this. I mean, right now they have no power. The prime minister flew to some of these communities yesterday, but then it couldn't land because the roads were still flooded. I think that we have to wait. That's what they're saying, that it's still too early to really put a cost out there. They've got some insurance, but again, you know, are they even going to be able to draw down? And is it even going to be enough? We have to remember that last year, Jamaica was struck by Beryl. It didn't make landfall, but it was on the southwestern part of Jamaica, which is the same area of Jamaica that was hit with this particular storm. So people were just starting to recover. I talked to a farmer before Hurricane Melissa arrived, and he estimated his losses from Beryl about more than $100,000. Only 4 months ago was he able to put his greenhouses up. He was just starting to plant when word started that this storm was headed toward Jamaica. I checked in with him yesterday, and the only thing he'd say to me is just devastation.
What are communications like in the region at the moment, Jacqueline?
So communications right now is very difficult in Jamaica. There are areas of Jamaica that are in total communication blackout. People cannot get through by cell phone. They can't get through by regular telephone. Wi-Fi hotspots, hubs are down over 100 in a particular community. And it's very spotty. Even if you're talking to someone in the capital, the communication is not that great. Starlink has said that they will provide services free of charge till the end of November. So that is going to help in some cases. But really, the communities that are most affected, at least six parishes, over 170 communities where you really need to know what's going on, what they need. That's where they are cut off right now.
If there's not going to be the usual scale of assistance from the United States, are any other members of the international community likely to step in, Jacqueline, and offer some help?
Yeah, so what we've been seeing this week is the United Nations, I mean, despite the fact that the UN is in an economic crisis, the worst in its 80-year history, we have seen the UN humanitarian agencies step up. They've pre-positioned supplies. They've actually been holding press conferences talking about, you know, what they're trying to do. Yesterday in terms of Jamaica, they were talking about the difficulty of getting into these communities and having to use drones and satellite imaging. We are also seeing the European Union. There's a French vessel that is docked in Bridgetown, Barbados. They were also loading up yesterday with supplies. Today, there was a delegation from the Cayman Islands, which is a British overseas territory near Jamaica. They arrived with over $200,000 worth of generators, medicine, food, and they also announced that they will be shipping to Jamaica over $1.2 million of additional relief supplies. So we are seeing that. But again, you know, when it's been the United States, when they've been the lead responder, you know, two crises in the region and really around the world, this is really going to be a test case in terms of, you know, what they do and is it enough?
What are the security concerns here? We've seen in previous disasters, particularly with the earthquake in Haiti years ago, that security and law and order can break down if there's not enough assistance there.
Well, I mean, security is always an issue, but I think right now Jamaicans are just basically stunned. I mean, literally. I mean, the last time they were hit by a major hurricane was 1988. That was Gilbert. This is nowhere compared to that. We are not seeing anything where, you know, the Jamaican government is saying that they need to put the defense force out to do the security. The defense force right now is doing a reconnaissance flight, trying to get food and water to communities that are most affected. So that is not a problem that we are observing at this moment.
Jacqueline, it's been good to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much for giving us a picture of what's happening in the Caribbean.
Thank you.